Good morning. It's such a beautiful day, and that song is so beautiful. If that can't get us where we need to be, then I give up on us. But one thing I did want to speak about is, in metaphysics, the metaphysical interpretation of Lord is law. And so here in our metaphysical chapel, we not only respect when we say, Lord, that Christ consciousness within us, we also respect metaphysical law and celebrate that. The laws, the immutable laws of spirit and God and the universe. So anyway, just wanted to explain that just a little bit. As a metaphysician, I've been a metaphysician before most of you were born. Not all of you, but a lot of you. And I became a metaphysician in 1969, January. 1969. And I will say, in that time, I've had lots of tragedy in my life. And we say it's how we act instead of react. But there's one thing that I know. I've been faced with many things. I've been faced with the loss of a husband, which that's right, that's no insurance. I've been faced with the loss of a house with a fire. Lost everything I had. I was in a marriage I wasn't happy in, walked away without anything. But there's one thing I've learned. And, you know, when you have children, children go through tragedies. And if you're a parent, you know, that human side comes out. And we want to make it different. Want to make it better for them. But the one thing I have found out in my life when I'm faced with something, and that is, in the old-timey church, they talk about grace, grace, God's grace. You've got to have God's grace. Well, I know one thing. In metaphysics, we always have to do our part. And to do our part, that seems to be surrendering into the fact that there is a universal God, there is that God energy. And when we can surrender our problems, our physical problems, and give them away, that's when that grace seems to appear, because that's when the answers begin to come. When something happens that is very unexpected, we seem to automatically look at the tragedy, even as a worse tragedy, by visualizing what the outcome might be. That's the human mind. It's ridiculous. If someone finds out they have a disease or something, sometimes the family automatically goes to the worst conclusion. Instead of, if there's something wrong, we need to find out what it is so it can be corrected. It's a wonderful thing. In this day and in this time, they have said, Spirit has said, the negative is surfacing in every individual, in every country, in every state. Well, I think if we watch anything, if we have a family, if we look around, we can begin to see that the negative is surfacing. Instead of looking at it as a tragedy, let's look at it in, oh, we can begin to see where the problems are, and maybe we can begin to correct those. But before we can correct them out there, we need to correct them within ourselves. Another thing I found out, our spiritual truth. Our truth in life is different than most people's. Our truth in metaphysical law is different. In philosophy, it's different. But one thing I promise you, that sometimes it takes, and that is courage. It takes courage to live. It takes courage to do what's right. It takes courage to make a difference. It takes courage sometimes to even go up to somebody and say, you know, you're going to get through this. It's going to be okay. Sometimes that's what the world needs. I know I saw on Facebook, see, I just delete things that aren't positive. So I've got a great Facebook. And so there were two little girls hugging each other's cheeks. And one of them said, the title said, "Sometimes we just need, it's going to be okay, sister." Sometimes we need to say that, unless we're brothers. But just that, sometimes we need that attaboy. We need that, it's going to be okay. Sometimes in life, we need the courage to say, "This is not right. I don't believe in this. This is not my belief." And sometimes it takes more courage to walk away than it does to stay. There's one thing in meditation that I saw this week too from the Buddha, is they ask the Buddha, "What have you gained through meditation?" And it said nothing, but "I've given up anxiety. I've given up all of these negative things." Well, I think besides giving up, we find our peace in meditation. We find our peace in raising our consciousness to that point where we no longer see the negative end. We're seeing the positive of the right now. We can't do a thing about yesterday or tomorrow, but we can put into practice using our courage of that. If I go into meditation, I get into that God consciousness. I know through surrendering beyond a shadow of a doubt, everything is going to be all right. It might appear as though it's not. But sometimes the things have to surface so things can be righted and rectified. In going through this book, I always carry a book up here because this book I'd never read. But I always feel like at the last minute, maybe I can get some vibrations from something I hold. And it read, "Except Man Be Born Again." And this is a metaphysical book, by the way. And I thought, oh, that's great. Because when we understand that Christ consciousness lives within us, and we're children of God, and the universe works with us, or not with us, depending on how we think and have our being, because we can only get back what we put out. But when we begin to understand that we're in control of most of our life, well, of all of our life, but of most of the things, when we look back, we can see our mistakes are our pluses and begin to see how life works. There's a time in our life, well, in some of my family's life, in the church they belong to, the more you suffer, the more godly you are. And I can tell you, most of my cousins passed away very tragically. So I'm sure they've got a wonderful place on the other side because they felt like that's what you needed to do. But when we are reborn into our consciousness that we're to be healthy, we're to be comfortable, we're to have joy, we're to have enthusiasm, we're to open up our hearts in love and service. Is that not like being born again? Being born anew, in a new wonderment, in a new existence. We don't have to worry about when the world comes to an end and it's black and who's going to heaven or hell. Because we understand that we only have today, here or hereafter. And that when we make the best of any circumstance right now, and we have the courage to look at it, and we have the courage to hold those close to us and say, "It will be okay." We have a saying in my family, because we understand we have to do our part. And that is, when something goes terribly wrong, or if there's something that we really don't want to face. And I told my daughter this morning, you're going to be okay. I know I am because I have to, she said. When you understand the workings of the law, we have to be okay so that we don't self-destruct. We've got to put our discontents out there and surrender them to a greater power. We have to have the courage to walk through whatever it takes that we are think we don't want to face, but to accept the fact that there is a law and there is an energy that is surrounding us and is protecting us. And another title I saw was sitting there passing through. It said, you are chosen. And oh, that just made me feel so good. Because back when I was in classes, when I was growing up spiritually, little Evening Star would come out and say, many are chosen. You each are chosen here to be who you are this lifetime, to become what it is in your heart. That's what was planted in that heart center before you were born, whatever it is your passion is, whether it be of service. She said the interpretation of the Bible where it says few are chosen. was absolutely a misinterpretation. She said it was supposed to be, many are chosen, but few choose to follow. Doesn't that make more sense? We all are chosen, but it's learning to follow that gift that was given to us before we came, the gift of the passion that's in our heart, the gift of the knowledge that we have become born anew in a new understanding, that in our gift, it's our calling to give that away, to give our love, to give our joy, to give our understanding, to give our compassion, to give the gift of just our personality away to help someone else on the path. You see, one time I saw a vision, and it was like a great master standing there. And it's just like thousands of people, one holding, another handout, another handout, a circle of people all holding on one to the other in light and love and security. In this world of division, that's what we're lacking. Because we have been so programmed that there are enemies out there. Let's not let that divide who we are. Let's not let that divide in America and in other countries too. Let's show that as human beings, as spiritual beings, let me put it in this human existence, let's show that we're more than that. That if someone doesn't believe the way we do, we want respect. I say again, we have to respect. We don't have to agree. We have to respect. But we can give our love and our thoughts and our ideas too. I was seeing a program the other day, and it was about Democrats and Republicans coming together. And in the end, it was about everything, politics, but everything other than politics. In the end, many of them hugged and said, "I've met a new friend." My belief is there's so much propaganda out there. I delete that stuff. Don't read that stuff. Listen to your heart. Realize that there was a time, and I even wrote a piece on Facebook before I deleted some people, that there was a time when no matter what someone's belief was, they were respected. I remember as a child, Democrats and Republicans worshiped together back then. I believe there's something more that's dividing this country. And I believe it's propaganda. I believe it is. But I believe we need the courage to live our truth and to know that just because someone else is a little different doesn't mean that they are the enemy. My son believes and votes differently than I do. And he's here, and he has some things he has to do today. Here he's, I think, 51. He come in the house this morning and he goes, "Mommy, Mommy, where are you?" He's staying at a hotel. And, you know, I go, "Baby, I'm here." But, you know, our differences don't divide our love. And I know that some things I'll just have to wait till we get in spirit to say, "I told you so." But that's the way life is. And I feel like right now, for us to live in this world that we have today, we have to have the courage of our truth. We have to have the courage of our conviction. We have to have the courage of finding and vibrating in that Christ consciousness that's planted inside of each one of us. God bless you all.